currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Hello, I'm Erica Sanford, and welcome to this installment of Currently Kirkland. Every week we're here with the latest in what's happening in Kirkland. Are you ready for the 12 Ks of Christmas? On December 19th, bring your dogs, strollers, and running gear to this holiday-themed run benefiting the Sleep Country Foster Kids Program. The event kicks off at 9:30 a.m. Choose the 5K run if 12K is not for you, or walk either distance. There is also a free 1K kids dash for children 10 and under. Stay for post-run festivities including food, music, dancing, and a holiday costume contest. The event will take place at Marina Park in downtown Kirkland, where both the start and finish lines are located. Participants are required to complete a registration packet and pay an entry fee. Register online, by mail, or in select store locations. Visit www.12ksofchristmas.com for more information on registration and the event. Did you miss the Argosy Christmas Ship Festival last week? Not to worry, the parade of ships will return to Kirkland December 17th until the 23rd. Large crowds gather each night of the parade to welcome ships and celebrate the holiday season. Choirs on board give 20-minute performances to different waterfront communities of Puget Sound, broadcast through speaker systems. If you don't want to watch from shore, you can purchase tickets to ride aboard one of the parade ships that follow. Or BYOB, bring your own boat decorated with holiday lights. A portion of all ticket sales benefit the Seattle Times Fund for the Needy, an annual program that raises money for several charitable organizations in the Puget Sound area. The Argosy Christmas Ship Festival has been a Northwest tradition for 61 years. It's also the largest holiday floating parade in the world. Please visit www.argosycruises.com for more information. If you are still doing your Christmas shopping, consider stopping by the new Kirkland Fine Art Gallery, which celebrated its grand opening last weekend. The limited-time exhibition features canvas works by 14 distinguished representational and impressionist oil painters from Kirkland and the greater Seattle area.
Well, you know, this is a group of artists that have come together, kind of headed up by Ned Mueller, who is a nationally known artist, so he's not just local to Washington. He's known throughout the whole country. And he kind of spearheaded this and got groups of some of his students and artist friends that he knows. And they did this overnight, and they asked me if I'd like to be in it, and I suddenly said, well, yeah, sure, that sounds nice, and here we are.
The gallery is located in downtown Kirkland at 122 Central Way. Hours are Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m.
So I'm hoping people do come out. If nothing else, I think just looking at artwork is good for the soul.
The exhibition will be open through December 24th. For more information about the gallery or the featured artists, please contact Joanne Chalon at 425-681-5086, Ned Mueller at 425-894-2447, or email info@kirklandfineartgallery.com. Local music students have been selected for major honors. 37 junior high Lake Washington School District students have been chosen to perform in junior honor groups at the Northwest Division of the National Music Educators Conference, sponsored by the Washington Music Educators Association. The conference will take place the weekend of February 19th in Bellevue. Also, 36 Lake Washington School District students were selected as All-State Honor Music Ensemble members, and 21 were selected for All Northwest Music Ensembles this year. Students were chosen based on tape auditions. These 57 students will travel to Spokane over President's Day weekend in February for 3 intensive days of rehearsal, with several hundred of the finest students studying music in the Pacific Northwest. For a complete list of honored students, please visit KirklandViews.com. Google is buying Seattle software developer Widevine and bringing them to Kirkland. The acquisition is part of Google's plan to protect copyrighted material better and fend off a renewed lawsuit by Viacom over copyright violations. By attaining Widevine, Google will become a dominant force in protecting video content broadcast online. Widevine's 60 employees will relocate from the company's offices in downtown Seattle to Google's Kirkland campus. More detailed information on this story can be found on Briar Dudley's blog on the Seattle Times website, seattletimes.nwsource.com. The King County Department of Transportation will be doing construction on one of the most dangerous roads in Kirkland to make it safer for drivers. 100th Avenue Northeast between Northeast 132nd Street and Northeast 138th Place in the Juanita neighborhood has been identified as a high accident road segment, or HARS. A HARS is defined as a 1,000-foot stretch of road on which 9 or more accidents have occurred within a 3-year period. This section of 100th Avenue has 25 recorded collisions between 2003 and 2005. Between 2006 and 2008, 46 collisions have reportedly occurred, though this data has not been HARS assessed yet. Measures have been taken in the past to make roads safer, including restricting left-hand turns out of specified driveways, but they have not been as effective as hoped. Construction will begin in May, installing curbing and median islands, and should have minimal impact on local businesses and traffic during peak hours. The project is aimed for completion by the end of July 2011. For more information, contact Norton Posey, PE Traffic Systems Supervising Engineer, by phone at 206-263-6137 or via email at norton.posey@kingcounty.gov. Or contact the King County Department of Transportation Road Services Division Traffic Section at 206-296-6596 or visit the website below. Good news for those of you who frequently walk in downtown Kirkland. The Downtown Transit Center, which has been under construction for the past year, has reopened the sidewalk on the south side of Central Way, crossing 3rd Street to pedestrians. The Kirkland Transit Center is scheduled for completion in January. For more information, please visit soundtransit.org or contact Katie Kusimba at 206-398-5459 or katie.kusimba@soundtransit.org. Further updates on this and other projects can also be found on the City of Kirkland's website under the link Downtown on the Move. Please note that most city offices will be closed December 23rd and 24th, as well as the 30th and 31st for the holidays. Remember, you can access any of these programs online. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.